Venus and a Bobby. In the black darkness of the city's suburban streets, there gleams a mysterious red light. It is not still, but moves. As we approach the light, we find underneath it the face of the representative and embodiment of the ponderous British law. It is a Bobby. How queer is the law which needs a red light? Whilst we are in bed, he stands there unseen and often ignored, securing our safety. As the light leans at an angle, we may imagine that he is soliloquizing upon his shoelaces or his socks. On this night, so full of terrors, he has been warned that a Zepp is somewhere. He looks above him occasionally, as though looking for a moth. Suddenly, a light flashes from a bedroom window opposite. Thinks he, "Bedad, a German spy." Says he, "But it cannot be in the presence of the law." He gazes at the light, or where it comes from, and begins to lick his lips. For instead of a spy, he sees in the lighted room the beautiful figure of a lady placing her hat upon her head. He recognizes her as the Venus he had seen at the opera. His truncheon falls to the ground. He is entranced. Like Tannhäuser, he loses himself. In a fit of enraged passion, he exclaims, "How I would woo thee!" and lies back, propped up by the gas lamp. Suddenly the light from the window is switched off, and as suddenly his senses return in realizing that the Venus may be descending to leave the house. Gathering himself together, he rushes to the door, which suddenly opens, and the sergeant calmly walks out. Bobby, disconsolate, looks at him and says, "Kiss me, sergeant." The sergeant, laughing, replies, "As you like it."